Folks, good to have you joining with us today. Many New Testament Bible verses have an Old Testament counterpart. And a verse that's very familiar to many of God's people that has been a real encouragement over the years is Romans chapter 8 and verse 28. For we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to those who are called according to his purpose. And in the Old Testament, God's servant Joseph in Genesis chapter 50 and verse 20 said something very similar to his brethren. After they had sold him into slavery and all that had transpired, Joseph was able to look back at the end of his life and say to his brothers, "But as for you, ye thought evil against me, but God meant it unto good, to bring to pass as it is this day to save much people alive." Ye thought evil against me, but God meant it unto good. And many times in the Bible we have those two words together, but God, and it just changes the complexion on everything. And so Paul said in Romans 8:28, all things work together for good to them that love God, to those who are called according to his purpose. Samuel Logan Brengel was a one-time Methodist minister. He had a Doctor of Divinity, but he felt led to join William Booth's Salvation Army, and he became William Booth's most famous successor. He was a great man of God, a great soul winner with a heart for the lost and a heart for the Lord. And on one occasion, as Samuel Brengel was preaching at an open-air meeting, a crowd gathered around him. They got very agitated and antagonistic, and somebody threw a brick and it hit Samuel Logan Brengel, and he was laid aside for a number of months as he recovered. And it was during that time that he wrote this little book entitled Helps to Holiness. Helps to Holiness. Samuel Logan Brengel was a famous holiness preacher in his day. Now, I wouldn't agree with all of his views on holiness and sanctification, but nevertheless, he was a good man, a faithful servant of the Lord. Theology, mightn't just agree with it all. Some people feel he went too far with his teaching and holiness, but dear friends, to be honest, I'd rather somebody go too far than not go far enough. The reality is we're living in a day, as Leonard Ravenhill said, we're more afraid of holiness than we are of sinfulness. The Bible encourages us to follow holiness and to pursue holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. So this little book, Helps to Holiness, was written at a time whenever Samuel Logan Brengel was laid aside, incapacitated. He'd been hit by a brick, and yet he used this time to the best of his ability, got before God, put pen to paper, and wrote this little book that has been a great help to many, many Christians over the years. And his wife remarked, if there had been no brick, there would have been no book. If there had been no brick, there would have been no book. And it was just really the principle. As for you, ye thought evil against me, but God meant it unto good. He was hit by a brick. It hurt. It put him off his feet for a while. Maybe disfigured him slightly, I'm not sure. But he used the time wisely. He drew near to God. His walk with God was strengthened. And he wrote this famous little book. It's probably out of print now. Helps to Holiness by Samuel Logan Brengel. Again, a little disclaimer for all the keyboard warriors. Don't agree with everything that he said or all of his theology. But there you have it. He used the time wisely. No brick, no book. Ye thought evil against me. God meant it unto good. All things work together for good to them that love God. Maybe things today seem to be against you. You take the back off a wristwatch, and you'll see all of these little cogs and little wheels, some bigger than others, some turning clockwise, some turning anti-clockwise, and they all seem to be working against each other. But whenever you look at the front of the wristwatch, you see that the hands are working together for a purpose. And so all things are working together for good under the hand of a sovereign God who works in providence. All things are working together for good. Maybe they've been hit by a few bricks recently, metaphorically speaking, those things can work out for good. And we all have struggles, we all have trials, we all take hits in life. But it's good to trace the hand of God. William Cooper in his great hymn said, God moves in a mysterious way, his wonders to perform. He plants the foot, his footsteps in the sea, he rides upon the storm. Ye fearful saints, fresh courage take, the clouds ye so much dread are big with mercy, and shall break with blessings on thy head. Judge not the Lord by feeble sense, but trust him for his grace. Behind a frowning providence, he hides a smiling face. Blind unbelief is sure to err, and scan his work in vain. God is his own interpreter, and he will make it plain. His purposes will ripen fast, unfolding every hour. The bud may have a bitter taste, but sweet will be the flower. May God bless you, friends, today. And remember that even if people mean evil against you and things seem to be against you, God means it unto good. And we trust that you'll be able to see the hand of God in your life in these days. Thanks for joining us, folks. And we'll see you soon. Have to do a wee visit here, so we'll scoot on. But God bless you, and see you next time. Bye-bye.